President Barack Obama has pushed agencies to hire more people with disabilities, and to a large extent they have. But that doesn't mean agencies are making workers with disabilities necessarily feel welcome. Discrimination complaints have ticked upwards if you look over the past 5 years. That's according to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's latest report on the federal workforce. The law firm Tully Rinke dissected the numbers, and John Mahoney is chair of its Labor and Employment Practice Group. He joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Emily.
So let's just look at the numbers for a second. How many federal employees with disabilities say they've experienced discrimination at work?
Well, between the time period 2006 to 2011, especially discrimination complaints over the area of hiring and appointments have rose 32%. And certainly the president in Executive Order 13548 has promised to hire 100,000 disabled individuals over the next 5 years. But with those numbers, with allegations about hiring, disability discrimination hiring rising 32% over the last 5 years, that certainly can't help.
Well, are the complaints coming from people who have not gotten jobs, or are they coming from people with disabilities who have gotten jobs and then found barriers for access once they get in?
Well, these are the 32% rise are for appointments and hirings. So that includes new hires into the federal government as well as hires into new positions once people are in the federal government.
So what's a typical complaint, if there is one? I mean, what sort of things are people alleging?
Well, certainly they're alleging that they are either being harassed, which, you know, harassment complaints have rose 8% to about 1,700 over that time frame. Complaints about failure to provide reasonable accommodation, which have rose 10% during that time frame, and also complaints about terminations as well, which have rose 17% during that five-year period. So there are certainly areas, although the number of disability discrimination complaints in the federal government this past fiscal year, 2010 to 2011, have declined 6%. If you take a longer approach to the issue, it does point out some major problems that the federal government and the EEOC still need to combat.
What do we know about the complaints? I mean, what is it people are complaining about?
Well, as I mentioned, complaints about appointments and hirings are up 32% over the five-year period. Complaints about disciplinary actions, which can include anything from a reprimand to a demotion in grade, are up 11%. Harassment complaints, which are complaining about people being harassed because of their disability status or their perceived disability status, are up 8%. Even complaints about training, once people are on board, getting training to learn the new job that they've been hired for, complaints over training issues are up 31% over that 2006 to 2011 time frame. Reasonable accommodation complaints are up 10%. And as I mentioned, termination issues are up 17%. So although, you know, OPM is saying that the hiring of disabled employees last year rose 9% to 204,000 people, there are still issues that the EEOC and the federal agencies need to address to make those disabled employees feel welcomed once they're hired by the federal government.
We're speaking with John Mahoney, who's chairman of the Labor and Employment Practice Group at the law firm Tully Rinke. I did want to go back to what you were saying about the last year, because it seems like those numbers show that agencies are doing something right. Can you read into that at all? What are they doing right?
Well, certainly with the issuance of the executive order last July, the president is really pushing federal agencies to be more cognizant of how they treat disabled applicants and disabled employees. And it's very encouraging to see that the number of complaints, you know, disability complaints based on mental disability or physical disability discrimination have actually declined 6% in that last fiscal year. So maybe the EEOC is actually making a turn for the right in terms of, you know, enforcing the Americans with Disabilities Act and the Rehabilitation Act, which are the two statutes that apply in the federal government to protect disabled employees from discrimination and harassment. So if the trend continues to go the way it's gone this last year, that marks a good thing for the disabled workers of the federal government.
And to what do you attribute it? You mentioned the EEOC. Do you think the EEOC is cracking down more, or at least making agencies more aware of sort of the dangers here, or is it a general awareness among federal workers, particularly those with hiring or supervisory authority, about what they need to do to accommodate people with disabilities?
Well, I think it is certainly a learning curve for federal agencies and their supervisors through educational outreach by agencies as well as enforcement actions by the EEOC. Federal supervisors and managers are becoming more aware and more sensitive to the needs of disabled workers and the need for reasonable accommodation. And certainly, you know, in 2008, the amendments to the Americans with Disabilities Act came into play. So since that time frame, it's become more easy to establish a disability discrimination complaint. And therefore, you know, more education has been provided to agency management officials to be aware of what things they need to look out for so as to avoid EEOC complaints.
So it sounds like the avenues to complaints have been cleared, but we can't say that there's some gigantic conspiracy to discriminate against people for whatever reason, but just that the complaints that might have always come to light are now able to come to light?
Well, I think, you know, it's easier to make these complaints. And also, you know, with the push to hire more disabled workers, there are more disabled applicants and employees in the workforce. And there is sort of a lag time between the executive order and the amendments to the ADA and, you know, people getting really educated about what those two changes mean for them in their federal workplace. And so, you know, the EEOC has really, you know, shone a light on this issue, and federal agencies really need to take action to make sure that that trend continues to decline in terms of the number of complaints for disability discrimination in the federal government.